Every time we turn around, members of this 2025 recruiting class just keep winning awards.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after a happy Wednesday. We're going to talk about this 2025 class, man. Every time we turn around, someone else gets an award. Someone else gets a ranking bump. Someone else gets more recognized. And it just helps you feel better and better about this incoming crop of talent that are definitely going to make some waves at Auburn, and probably some of them are going to make some waves pretty quickly. We're going to jump into that in just a second, but before we do that, you got to check out thebarnauburn.com. Sign up today and get $25 off of your annual membership for 2025. So you can get an annual membership for only $75, get you in the community, all the information, get you all the way through the spring football season, recruiting, the portal, all that good stuff. So check it out. Definitely a lot of new content dropping as well every single day. So a lot of fun. Check us out, thebarnauburn.com. Alabama, the state of Alabama had their – this whole weekend has been a big awards weekend, and they just awarded their classification awards. You got back of the year. You got lineman of the year. You got player of the year, all that good stuff. And a couple of Auburn 2025 signees won – big awards, and the top one, to me, one of the more impressive ones was Jared Spicer. Not really more impressive, but just from how far he's come and how far he's developed, Jared Smith wins 7A lineman of the year. That's defense or offense. It's just the best lineman in the 7A classification on either side of the ball. It doesn't matter. He wins that award after his big year at Thompson. Look, Jared Smith has probably developed more in the past two seasons than any recruit in the country. Probably gotten better in the past 2 years than you name any player. He's probably taken a huge step in his development, more so than anybody in the country. That's the big thing about going to schools like Thompson. He was at Spain Park, no knock on Spain Park, but Thompson is just, to me, at another level over anybody. And that's why we've talked about how you get kids from there, you just feel good because they're winners and it's a good program. And they got tons of talent, and they stack talent, just like, you know, the goal is for college football, a college football program. Just his development jumped just incredible from 1 year to the next. There was a time where I don't want to say that he wasn't a take at Auburn, but there was a time where Auburn just didn't really know what he was, what he could be, or what position he could play at the next level. And they were so unsure, honestly, that this past summer they brought him in for like an actual workout. Like, he came in for one of the camps and actually had like a workout. And they were like, okay, there's something here. There's a lot of talent here. We've just not been able to see it on his film up until now. So, like, it was that we're talking about a recent jump. And then, obviously, this past year, he just completely explodes onto the scene. I mean, he had 89 total tackles from that edge position, 22 tackles for loss, and 10 and a half sacks. Those are big numbers. Those are big numbers in high school. And honestly, he wasn't even really like an every down lineman. Like, so I don't want to say he was just like a part-time guy, but he wasn't out there every single play. So he made the most out of all the snaps that he was given. And you could see, whenever you saw his highlights, you could see the burst, you could see the closing speed, the length. I mean, I think he just weighed in at the one of the All-American games for like 6'6", somewhere in between 240 and 250 pounds, and still has that, you know, natural explosion that you want in a defensive lineman, that you want in a guy that's going to be able to rush the quarterback, that's going to be able to be disruptive in the backfield. He kind of has all those traits. After his All-American workouts, he got bumped to a five-star on Rivals. So now he's a five-star on 247 and a five-star on Rivals. He just, again, that development, it's like he's on a rocket ship trajectory. And every time he gets more coaching or every time he gets another opportunity, he keeps getting better and better and better. He's going to come to Auburn and be like almost at a fever pitch of ascension, basically, as far as talent goes. He's going to get here in spring and he's going to be riding high. He's not going to be sort of, I'm sure his head's going to be swimming a little bit, but like, man, it's like the game is just continuing to slow down and slow down and slow down because you're just getting better and better and better. I'm very, very excited. I went from when we first started really pushing for him, like back in the summer, I was a little bit, iffy. The same reason that a lot of people were, just because you didn't know he didn't have much production. He's always had the physical tools, didn't have the production prior. So you're like, well, we'll have to see what happens, see how he develops over the season. And then he just explodes onto the scene. And you're like, okay, we got something here. This clay is very nice. It's already starting to kind of mold itself. And when it gets here, we'll be able to take it to the next level. He's listed as an edge, but he's so dadgum big. I don't know that that's where he'll play. I almost wonder if he'll be like a Keldrick Faulk 2.0. Like, I wonder if he'll slide in to that defensive end role and play at, 6'6", 260, 270, similar to Keldrick Faulk, and just be a monster. Now, Keldrick Faulk's frame is wide. Jared Smith's frame is slender and long. So I'll be curious. That could be one thing that could play against him at that position. He may need to stick to edge and just really chisel and refine himself around that, 250-pound range. The only thing is, in Durkin's system, we ask a lot of that position. We ask that position to drop into coverage, cover the flat. Not to say Jared couldn't do that, but I just don't know if that's his natural – I don't know if that's his natural gifts. I don't know if that's maximizing his natural gifts, because he is a ears back, get after the quarterback type guy. Like, when he goes out on the field, he needs to be pinning his ears back and going and using those long arms to get separation from those offensive tackles and then get into the backfield and making plays. Regardless, no matter what, you're fired up to have this kid. You're fired up to have this kid here in spring. And again, every time he steps on the field, he gets better. That's scary. That's scary to think about. Every time he walks out onto the practice field, every time he walks out onto the field, he gets better and better and better. And now you're going to get that kid that's got that confidence, that sees himself getting better, and he's going to be here going through spring practice. So very, very excited. Congratulations to Jared Smith, 7A lineman of the year. Again, could be that's both sides of the ball. So he's the best lineman in 7A Alabama, which is a pretty solid, a very solid classification of football. Another signee that won an award. Surprise, surprise. Add it to the list. Add it to the list. It's almost like, okay, I got another one. Big deal. Alvin Henderson won a back of the year. That could be quarterback, running back, doesn't matter. 1A back of the year. Just, again, add it to a list of his just incredibly long list of awards. I mean, it's just unreal, some of the stuff that he talks about. You got, like, Gatorade Player of the Year. You got U.S. Army All-American Ball Player of the Year. You got that State of Alabama all-time leading rusher. You name it, this kid's won it, and he won it again. I think he's won this thing a couple years in a row. It's just kind of unfair He's just puts up video game numbers. I mean, if you're going to play at this level, this is what you have to do. If you're going to play at that level, you need to be the most dominant force. If you're going to be an SEC player, you need to be the most dominant force at that level. And Alvin's done that. There's no question about it. Alvin's done that. He goes to the All-American game, U.S. Army All-American Bowl or whatever it is. They change their names all the time. So I know it's the one that's not the Under Armour. So it's the opposite of that one, the one they play in like San Antonio. He goes there, and he's getting a lot of recognition. He's another kid that I think is going to get better every time he steps out on the field now. Not that he wasn't getting better at the classification he was at, but it's just like you're already the best player out there. Okay, so like you're going to – it's just human nature that it's hard to push yourself because you're already so great. Like it's hard to push yourself to the next level because you're already so dominant. Like, okay, what am I going to go out there instead of running for 300 yards a game? I'm going to run for 400 yards a game. Like, what else can I do? I've sort of done all that I could do. So every time I feel like that Alvin's a kid that's always kind of pushed himself to win. He's pushed himself to be the best. He wanted to be, you know, recognized, remembered as one of the best backs in the history of Alabama high school football. That takes a little bit of self-drive, and that takes a little bit of, you know, the desire and want to and the fire to go get it. So when he gets on a field where maybe he's not the best player, you hope that still ignites that fire. You hope that reignites that fire, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, that you'll go out there and push. He goes to those practices, the All-Star game practices was very highly talked about, was very highly thought of, his work ethic, and his overall skills and how they translate to the next level. He caught a pass out of the backfield, got 14 or 15 yards in the actual game. It's so hard, I feel like, for kids that play at that level to just have the drive to keep going. And that's why you don't see a lot of them go to big schools, because it's like, you just don't know. I'm just the best player out I'm the biggest fish in a very small pond. But Alvin seems like the kid it's not just this, that it's a kid that wants to be the biggest fish in the big pond as well. He had some goals that he wanted to achieve, and he achieved those. And now he's going to move on to the next level, and try to do the same thing at Auburn. We don't need him right away. You got a really talented running back room that really complements itself. You got a really nice little three-headed monster that I think he can be patient. If he'll be patient, you don't necessarily need him this year, but if he's patient and he works really hard, there could be a really good role for him next year. And, you know, I think he could be a really good college player because he has a lot of the tools. He has a lot of the quick twitch, change of direction. Excuse me. Doesn't have necessarily the breakaway speed, but he gets up to top speed really quickly. That acceleration. To me, acceleration is also almost more important than just straight line, like your top speed. You know, if I run a 4.5, but I'm running that 4.5 like immediately, like I'm getting up to speed and I'm able to burst through the holes with acceleration and where, you know, the linebackers are trying to find me, or they're trying to read which gap I'm going to go through, and when I can see that gap, I can hit it and go. That one cut boom type thing with running backs, to me, that's almost more important than, hey, I can run a 4.3. Okay, but like, that's awesome. But like, what kind of lateral change of direction do you have? Are you able to do that? What's your first 10-yard split? You know what I mean? Like, I just think Alvin has that quick twitch, cut and go ability that really translates to the SEC, and he had to do that in his offense because, you know, he got every snap. So you had to be able to find a hole quickly because literally everybody knew you were getting the ball. So you had to be able to find a hole quickly and just hit it and go. He didn't just catch it and run around the end around everybody left, catch it and run around everybody right. It was a lot of between the tackles. He's got a lot of, he took a beating this past year. He had a lot of carries, but I think he's got the tools to translate pretty well to the SEC. You just got to see if you can keep that. I do wonder about the mindset of a kid, though. I do wonder, it can make you or it can break you when you go from being the best player to not necessarily the worst player, but you go to being one of the best players on the team to being just one of the players on the team. You go from being the guy, the quote-unquote legend. You know, you go from being the one of the most recognized figures in Alabama high school football to just another guy on the team. I do wonder about the mindset of those type players and how hard of a transition that is. But I think Alvin is up for the task. I think he's going to be a really, really good player at Auburn. So definitely excited to look forward. Definitely excited to watch him in spring and watch him develop, because I think he's going to be another kid just like Jared that, hey, you give me – give me some more snaps, and I'm going to get better and better and better. I'm going to push myself. We're going to get this thing done. So big ups to Jared Smith, 7A lineman of the year. Big ups to Alvin Henderson, 1A back of the year. Hey, you had Landon Duckworth, a target, a quarterback target that you may be looking at to possibly add to the class. He won 4A back of the year. He's a really good player. Just this state of Alabama, obviously, they give these awards to everybody. So it's not like they're winning awards over anybody else. Like everybody, there's going to be a 1A back of the year every year. There's going to be a 4A back of the year. There's going to be a 7A lineman of the year. But these, so it's not like they're getting awards, across the country. But man, when you can get the best, when you can get the best lineman in 7A, or you can get one of the top backs in the state, you feel good. The state of Alabama is a priority, and it's always going to be a priority for the staff. And when you can get some of the best players of their classification, that definitely means a lot. So definitely got to watch out for those guys this spring, because I think they could get on the field really, really quickly. Now, obviously, we shift our focus to 2026, and hey, let's do it again. Let's go get them again. Hey, you can't rest. You can't celebrate on just one class. You got to get ready to go get back in there and get after it again. The grind does not stop in college football recruiting. So there's a lot of really good linemen in the state of Alabama. There's a couple of really good skill players in the state of Alabama. I'll be curious to see how this next class shakes out. So I think it's probably going to have a pretty big defensive flavor, because that seems to be what the top ranked players in the state are. So you may have some Auburn commits battling it out for 7A lineman of the year, or 6A lineman of the year, or 5A. There's a bunch of really good linemen, a bunch of really good edges, a bunch of really good defensive linemen in this class. So it'll be fun to watch it develop. So guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Make sure you sign up for thebarnauburn.com. Take advantage of that $25 off your annual membership. And we're going to be back every single day. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back every single day. We're going to have a post game, but we'll have a reaction show with Zepp Jasper after the game tonight, after the basketball game, as Auburn takes on LSU. So make sure you got that alarm bell. You've hit that alarm bell so that you're alerted when those shows go live. We had our first film room yesterday. Thought it did really well. We're going to have a commit breakdown on Omar Mabson. Taylor's going to do that. He's already working on that one. So got a really interesting comparison that I think y'all are going to really like. So be sure to be on the lookout for that one too. Probably drop sometime around maybe Thursday. So a lot of stuff going on at the barn. Another big show dropping on Friday, the Auburn baseball show. It's going to be incredible. I've already watched the intro. I've already watched a little bit of it. I think it's going to be unlike anything that is out there for Auburn baseball fans. So make sure you check into that too. Guys, thanks for listening. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.